AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A rare drone attack on Moscow today caused light damage but forced evacuations. Lawrence Brooks has details.
It's the first time residential buildings have been struck in the Russian capital since the war in Ukraine began. The Russian Defense Ministry says five drones were shot down and the systems of three others were jammed, causing them to veer off course. Moscow's mayor says two people have received treatment for unspecified injuries but were not hospitalized. President Putin claims it's an attempt from Kyiv to intimidate Russia and that it's a clear sign of terrorist activities. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Another U.S. military aid package for Ukraine is expected this week, another $300 million worth, to include munitions for drones. South Korea's military says North Korea has launched a purported space launch vehicle, this after announcing a plan to put its first military spy satellite into orbit. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling deal with President Biden is under fire from conservatives, Congressman Chip Roy.
We will continue to fight it today, tomorrow, and no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred unless we stop this bill by tomorrow.
A key test coming tonight in the House Rules Committee. And the CDC says 40% of food poisoning outbreaks at restaurants are linked to sick workers. Norman Hall has more.
The CDC found that only about 16% of restaurants with health policies were detailed enough to require workers to notify managers and to stay home if they had any of five key symptoms. About 44% of managers told the CDC their restaurants provided paid sick leave for workers. An advocacy group says many workers are forced to decide between showing up and getting paid.
This is AP News. One of tennis's top-ranked players is heading home early after a shocking upset at the French Open. Gethin Coolbaugh has details.
Second-seeded Daniil Medvedev has lost in the first round of the French Open in five sets to an opponent who is ranked 172nd and was playing only his second match in the main draw of any Grand Slam tournament. Thiago Sabathwild is a 23-year-old from Brazil who needed to go through qualifying rounds at Roland Garros just to earn a spot in the men's bracket. He looked very much like he belonged on court Philippe Chatrier on Tuesday, hitting big forehands and keeping his nerves down the stretch to win 7-6, 6-7, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NBA Finals are set with the Heat heading to Denver to play the Nuggets tomorrow night. They blew out the Celtics 103-84 last night. The Stanley Cup Final gets started Saturday in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights taking on the Florida Panthers after routing the Stars last night 6-0. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.